Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
Take God's word for it. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. Today, no matter what test you're enduring, I want to remind you that you can rest in Jesus. Just come to him and let him provide you the peace that surpasses understanding. I've experienced that peace in the midst of tragedy and different tests in life. You know, some tests really make you sweat. It's intense. And some tests are more intense than others. And I think you know what I mean, right? I mean, some things get really, really testy, and so do people, right? But for every test in life, God provides an answer key, his word. In Psalm 27, it says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." That's the truth. We need to really just pray that from our hearts. And we know that the Lord, his hearing never changes. And so we can trust in him, rely on him, take his word for everything. It says, take it to heart and to our lives and apply it. Before, during, and after your test, again, the Lord Jesus stays with you and offers refreshment to keep going. And I know it is totally worth repeating, so I'm going to quote it again, Matthew 11:28, which says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." So, prayer tip of the week: share God's answer key. Buy a Bible and give it to someone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can take it for face value and believe it with all our hearts, and that every scripture is true. And we just pray that you would increase our faith and open doors, that we would share you with many, many people and share your word, the answer key. We also pray right now with those who desire to put our faith and trust in you for the first time. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. We confess our sins. We rely on you for forgiveness and salvation. Lord Jesus, please be our Savior and Lord. You are God's Son. You are God. And we ask you to be our Savior and Lord. And we just turn from our ways and turn to you, the way, the truth, and the life. We love you, God, and we thank you so much for being you. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Stay involved in church, enjoy Jesus every day, not just Sunday, and join us at prayingpals.org.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.